American pianist Garrick Ohlsson is returning to the Shriver Hall concert series for a program of Beethoven, Ursula Mamlock, Schubert and Chopin. And this is Sunday, February 4th at 5:30 p.m. It's such a pleasure to speak to Garrick Ohlsson in San Francisco. Thanks so much for carving out some time for us.
You're welcome. A pleasure to speak with you.
I think that you're having walked off with the gold medal at the Chopin competition. It has really associated you with his work ever since. But that's over 50 years ago now. So how have you found that your relationship with him has changed over that time?
I think my relationship with Chopin has grown, let's say, organically, not any particular moment of transformation, but a cumulative product of knowing his music more, knowing more about him, and developing the intense feelings that one has over a life of playing this great music, which I have to confess I have with several other composers too.
One of those being Beethoven. I know that you have presented his complete cycle over some recitals. Tell me about approaching one of the earlier ones, his Sonata Number 6 from the early period.
Yes, well, one approaches each piece individually, of course, but Beethoven's signature is, you know, his footprint is all over it. But nevertheless, you know, he's a pretty large and varied fellow. So here he's being, well, actually humorous and Haydn-esque. This is one of his jolliest pieces, although the second movement is in F minor, but it's not stormy or really dark. The first movement's very witty, slightly explosive, and the last movement's just really a romp. I mean, it's a funny perpetual motion. It's Beethoven mostly smiling, which is not perhaps his most typical stance. We think of him with a great scowl, but this piece shows the friendly side of Beethoven. And almost contradictorily, the Schubert I'm playing on the recital, the Wanderer Fantasy, is Schubert in his most heaven-storming, heroic, if you will, Beethovenian mode.
And it's fiendishly difficult, we know. How have you overcome the problems that exist within the Wanderer Fantasy?
Well, yes, absolutely true. You know the old joke of how do you get to Carnegie Hall? you keep working at it. You have to bring all of your skill and all of your knowledge of how to play all the difficulties in piano literature. But yes, it is fiendishly difficult. In that way, it's way ahead of its time. You know, I don't think anything quite so blatantly virtuosic in so many facets has been written probably until Liszt in the 1850s.
I have to say that I had not before heard of Ursula Mamlock, and she, I believe, is associated with Arnold Schoenberg, though she's very clear about saying my music sounds quite different from Schoenberg's music. How can you prepare us for her?
Yes, Ursula Mamlock, whose centenary was, in fact, last year, was certainly a 12-tone composer. The reason I have an association with her music is that I knew her. I always had a pleasant association with her, and I just thought, on her centenary last season, I thought it would be nice to play these really intriguing pieces, which, while challenging, are not hostile to an audience. I think they're short, and they're incredibly varied in the music. No, she does not sound like Arnold Schoenberg.
American pianist Garrick Ohlsson is presenting a program of Beethoven, Ursula Mamlock, Franz Schubert and Chopin for the Shriver Hall Concert Series this Sunday at 5:30. And you can find out more at shriverconcerts.org. Garrick Ohlsson, thank you so much. What a pleasure to talk to you.
A pleasure to chat today. Thank you. I look forward to being in Baltimore.